Our guest of the cafe this morning is Derek Price, who writes the Cargazing column. It's nationally syndicated, and you see it in the Greenville Herald banner. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So you have had a sort of a preview, although now, as we speak, everyone can go, but you got a preview of the car show at the State Fair.
That is correct, and the first thing that I noticed is they changed the name of the show. For years and years, it's been the State Fair of Texas Auto Show, which is kind of a long, cumbersome name. Uh-huh. Now they're just calling it the Texas Auto Show, which is a total rebranding for them. It's pretty cool, and that makes sense because it is the biggest car show in Texas by foot traffic. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of people come there and check out new cars.
Right.
There are a couple of different buildings. It's so big, you can't fit it all under
right,
one roof. There are
right.
even trucks outside the buildings.
Right.
It's just massive.
That's right. That's right. Well, so the big theme has to do with luxury trucks this year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always look for themes when I go to car shows, and for a while, you know, it was all eco cars and electric cars and hybrids and things like that. Well, at the State Fair of Texas this year, the big overarching theme on the vehicles there, it's new luxury trucks. So the economy is really good right now. A lot of companies are booming, construction's booming, mm-hmm. gas prices are cheap, and that means these truck companies are trying to ratchet up how much they can get people to spend on their pickup trucks. It's almost like they're in a race to see who can get to $100,000 the fastest.
And so these are routinely going for $90,000?
I don't know about routinely. You can. This one that was just introduced at the State Fair of Texas for the first time, Ford Super Duty Limited, if you check every single option box on that, it gets up over $94,000. Can you imagine paying that much for a pickup truck?
But that's the high end.
That's the very high end. I can't imagine too many people pay that much.
Wow.
But the theme was they're all trying to outdo each other in luxury. So Ram came out with this Ram South Fork Edition pickup truck. It's got full grain leather seats, walnut trim, a real suede headliner. These are things that years ago we used to think of as like a Jaguar. They would have walnut trim and full grain leather, and that was a really nice European luxury car. Now it's in a pickup truck. That one starts around $51,000 for light duty, $56,000 for heavy duty. And then Nissan, they introduced, you know, the Armada Platinum was their fanciest edition of that SUV last year. Now they amped it up. They've added the Platinum Reserve, which sounds so fancy, you know, so high end. They bumped up the price another $3,000, so it's about $62,000 now. And that's just kind of the overarching theme. They're all trying to outdo each other in luxury and see how high they can ramp up those prices and really reach those luxury buyers while the economy's good.
We're talking with Derek Price, who writes the Cargazing column that is distributed nationally. So I'm guessing not a lot of these trucks are going to be used for hauling hay.
I wouldn't imagine. If I paid that much, I'd do a lot. Yeah, this is the truck the boss buys. Well, you know, he drives it out to the work site, tells everybody what to do.
Right,
it's not the work truck you use for hauling rocks around.
I would think not. Is there anything else that defines a luxury truck in particular? Is it something different on every truck, or is it something that they all sort of have in common?
The things they have in common are the materials they're made of, with wood and leather and luxury type materials, and the technology they've got. Mm-hmm. The features they're putting in with cameras all around, different sensors, safety features, their entertainment systems in the truck. Yep. That's what really defines them as a luxury truck.
Right. Now, as far as cars are concerned, you said there's a big change with the Toyota Camry, which is the number one selling car in the U.S.
Yes, the most popular car in the country, and traditionally everybody, at least I think of the Camry, it's been a boring looking car. You know, it just doesn't get all that much attention. It's not a car you buy for the looks necessarily. You buy it because it's reliable and it's just good basic transportation.
Nondescript.
The new Camry is about as far from nondescript as you can get. It's a dramatic change from the old generation. Very eye-catching, very attention-getting, and you know, Toyota in their entire lineup, they're trying to add more emotion and appeal, and looking at that Camry, it's just a dramatically different car from how it used to be.
Yeah, that's kind of a risk for them, isn't it?
I think so, because you think of them as a traditional car company. They're very conservative in the past, and a lot of their buyers, that's what they're going for. They don't necessarily want something that gets just tons and tons of attention. But I think this new Camry, particularly in some of the sportier looking trim levels, it's a very eye-catching car if you want that.
Is the change just mainly in the appearance of the car, or is there something that's...
It's a completely new generation car, so the appearance is dramatically different. I have not driven it yet. From what I've heard, it's also a better driving car than before.
And price about the same?
Price is pretty similar. It's not a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm. Good. So it's the, now they're calling it the Texas Car Show?
Yes, the Texas Auto Show.
Auto Show, Texas Auto Show at the State Fair. And, of course, that'll be going on almost all of October. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks.
Derek Price, who writes the car-gazing column that you see in the Herald-Banner, and your story of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.